In the 1930s, a 50-ish Key West X-ray technician who called himself the Count Carl of Von Kassel, though he wasn't really a count, fell quite madly in love for a young, beautiful Elena Mesa, who happened to have tuberculosis. Her death marked the beginning of their relationship. Two people that have done a hell of a lot of research on this are Laura and Sean Cohane. Is that how you say your name?
That's right.
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. And, yeah, you guys are a little bit obsessed with this story, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not as obsessed as Carl was with Elena, though.
Because if you go down to Key West and you take the little ghost tour and the graveyard tour, yeah, they'll always have the story of the Count. What really happened here?
Well, you know, basically the story that's told, the ghost story, is basically true. What's great about the story is you don't really have to make anything up. He was about 54 when he met this girl who was about 20, who was married but separated from her husband.
So did he know this Mesa woman?
No,
in life
he didn't know her until he was an X-ray technician. She had tuberculosis,
and so she came in for a quick X-ray.
She went into the Key West Marine Hospital for a quick X-ray. He took a little drop of her blood. He X-rayed her chest. And he just became smitten immediately. He'd always been drawn to, like, young, dark girls. So she was 21, and she was not as into him as he was into her. So he, you know, he's this old German X-ray technician, you know, upturned mustache. And he just began pursuing her, giving her gifts, giving her free medicine. Yeah, he'd bring these electrical generators to her house, and he'd wire her up, and he'd shoot her.
Jesus.
Voltage of electricity. You know, her father, that's the reason her father finally threw him out of the house. He said that his electric bill was running up too high.
Now, mind you, the Count, if you will, was a married man himself.
Yes.
And he just, you know, he left her and he went down to Key West and he was living by himself, telling everyone he was single and that he wanted to marry Elena, the Cuban girl. And she refused to marry him. But when she died, she didn't have any choice anymore. Her dad didn't have any money to bury her, so he asked Carl, because he knew, you know, Carl would do it. Carl was obsessed with her. If he'd bury her, and if he'd take care of her body. He said, oh, I'll take care of her body, all right. And
Did he ever put her in the ground?
Yeah. Unfortunately, she was in the ground for 18 months before he actually took her home.
God!
She was buried for 6 months in the Key West Cemetery. And he, you know, he said, well, you know, she's going to Ratavay. What is the rain here in Key West? She's going to Ratavay. So he built a little mausoleum for her, and he put her in that. The family let him do all this. He put her in the mausoleum, and she's laid there for another year. And then, you know, that still wasn't good enough for him. He'd visit the tomb every day. It wasn't good enough for him. So that's when he took her home. So at this point, you know, there was really just bones and some skin left. We put her back together.
Now,
he had put her in an incubator that was filled with fluid, so her skin did become soft and supple again.
Oh, so he just rehydrated her.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He had her soaking.
What in fact, was he doing with this body when he took the body home? Are we talking Dahmer stuff? Was he eating her skin and anything like that?
No.
Wait, was he making love to the? Was he making love to the bones?
Yeah, he was. What he did, he... He reconstructed her. He covered her up, her bones with silk and wax. He rebuilt her body. And he'd actually had her real hair. She'd cut off her hair not long before she died, and he kept that. Her mother had given it to him. So he was able to reattach hair. He gave her glass eyeballs.
He put piano wire in her limbs so he could move her limbs around and dance around the room.
Oh, my God.
Now, see, this is not as bad as it sounded. This is sort of like the precursor to the real doll.
Yeah, right.
In many ways, yeah.
But it got pretty bad. I mean, he remade her. He made her breasts very realistic, according to people who...
What did he do to make her breasts realistic?
He used silk and wax and putty. A lot of wax. He asked his newsboy, he would give his newsboy money to go out and buy those little wax bottles of candy that you bite off the top.
Yeah.
You drink the syrup. And he said, you'd get the candy, but bring me the wax. And he would take that and he would plug up holes from insects in her body.
Oh, God.
And he would use it to just, you know, rebuild her organs.
Now,
that's true love, man.
That is.
Oh, it was.
He was eventually busted here, was he not?
Oh, yes.
What happened when he got busted? How did he get busted, and what happened?
Well, he was arrested for tampering with a grave because back in those times, necrophilia was not a crime. In fact, it wasn't a crime in the state of Florida till 1995.
Right. Before then, it was just frowned upon.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
But then he was tampering with a grave. But the statute of limitations had run out. So
yeah, what happened is that newsboy and a friend of his would go by, they'd deliver the paper, and they saw him dancing with it. And they talked to, this is stuff that we found out. They talked to the news staff, and they quit the job as a paper boy, delivery boy. This is 1940. He quits his job. Well, it just so happened that the staff reporter for the paper down in Key West was Earl Adams, a good friend of Hemingway's. And he probably contacted Elena's sister. And so she comes down from Tampa, and they break into the tomb. They have Carl show, they want Carl to show them that the girl's in the tomb. He takes them to his shack, where he's got her lying on his bed in a wedding dress.
Oh, God!
And they give him a week. The sister says, I've given you a week to put her in the grave. And he says, you jealous pig. You're just jealous of all the attention I've shown her. I've taken care of her for 9 years. Where were you? I'm buying her dresses. I own that tomb, everything in it.
Let me get this straight also. I mean, we're talking now into the 1940s. So he kept her in dresses and dancing with her and all, and plugging up insect holes in her body for 9 years in his home.
Well, she had died in 1931. He took her Easter Sunday, 1933, and he had her until 1940, till October 1940.
Sweet Jesus.
And so they had a sanity hearing. They cleared him.
They cleared him.
They said he was okay.
They said he was sane. And I think part of it is just the embarrassment. Officially, nobody wanted to talk about what he had been doing with this body. So the story was he loved her. He was trying to bring her back to life. That was his story. That he was doing anything at night with it, nobody talked about.
But we know he did.
Well, we do know he did. That was the autopsy, the second autopsy that was done on her. You know, the scientists did know what he did. They found that he modified her.
Oh,
he wired one of her arms to bend so it could clasp him, and that would help dancing, but it would help for other things too. And he put a tube between her legs.
Oh, beautiful. A tube between her legs.
So, and the sister was told about that, and Earl Adams knew it, but none of them would print it. Very few people would really print that.
I mean, that would be heavy duty for 1940s newspaper reporting.
That was bad news, especially since the news, you know, the journalist's take at the time was this guy was Don Quixote. There was a soap opera in Cuba about what a great love story this was.
Now, in your research, I mean, I guess he was cleared and lived out his days then, or wrong?
Right, that's right. He was cleared, but people were talking. They knew what was going on, so he had to skip town. He was pretty much banished from Key West, because even for Key West, which is pretty laid back, it was just a little much.
Yeah, that even by today's standards, I think that'd be a little heavy.
So what happened
to him? He moved up to Zephyr Hills. He had family up there. He moved there. He didn't live with them. The body was taken from him, and it was chopped up in a little pieces so he could not put it back together. And it was buried secretly in the middle of the night so he wouldn't know where it was in Key West. And he drove up to Zephyr Hills and because they'd taken his body, he built a plaster cast of her, which he kept from then on.
Unbelievable.
He died in 1952.
Unbelievable. Now, in your research, in doing years of research in finding out, you found out that he had a granddaughter that lived in Zephyr Hills?
Yes.
and you tried speaking with her numerous times, but she wouldn't talk.
Well, actually, we do talk to her.
So you did.
We did for a long time try to talk to her. When we first tried to contact her, she sent back death threats saying, leave this alone.
Well, you know, the family obviously doesn't want to have anything to do with it, with the story.
Yeah.
But we've talked to them, and we are talking to the family.
And is this just a terrible dark cloud on the family? I mean, was she willing to talk about this to you?
They weren't entirely willing. They weren't entirely willing, but, I mean, the granddaughter is, you know, they're lovely people. They're themselves. They just, this weird thing happened that they had no control over with,
Really weird.
I mean,
everybody's,
so they were embarrassed by it.
Everybody's got that odd branch of the tree. Theirs is a little further
out. In fact, Elena's family still are around, and she has relatives in Tampa, and they won't talk at all.
Hmm. reading the article and stuff, I take it that you saw pictures of the corpse?
Yeah, because he was an amateur photographer.
Oh, brother. So, he's a talented guy.
Yeah, he had a lot of talents. He did. And when he died in his shack, these pictures were just left in the house, and a friend of his picked them up. And they're now in the possession of the granddaughter.
And so you saw him.
Yeah.
How disgusting was it?
It really wasn't, because he was just taking pictures like family pictures.
And what is sit him and her on a chair and have a picture taken?
Just,
you know,
really
like
just her. He takes pictures of her dressed up.
But in her wedding veil.
But what was the condition of the body? I mean, you're telling me he put in the fake eyes and made
it looked
whack.
Like a mannequin.
It looked like a mannequin.
Yeah. He had no sense of humor about anything. he tells you, he's written his own story very clearly, very straightforward, and you just read between the lines and you see how ridiculous some of the things he's talking about. When he steals her body from the grave, pushes the coffin up over this fence to steal it, the coffin breaks open. And he starts feeling some fluid dripping down his lips.
Gee.
He says, what, is it raining? And then her body falls out. Her legs fall down on his shoulders. And it knocks him down into the mud. I mean, he's writing about this, how very serious, how awful this is. And how he's got to get the body off him and get it back in the house. And it's like this ridiculous comic scene. In the middle of the night, this little man, he's almost 60 years old. And he's got this dead body lying on top of him. He would give tours around his shack for a quarter. And even when he moved to Zephyr Hills, we talked to a girl who was a woman now, who was a high school girl, and she and a friend visited him. And he gave them a tour of the shack, got dressed up very elegantly, gave them tea, and showed them the coffin and the plaster casket.
No doubt, a true love story.
Now, while she's alive, she's an obstacle for it. She's like, you know, I really don't want to have anything to do with you, this old German guy. I don't want to see you. When she dies, the obstacle is gone. She becomes this pure object of love. So he's able to live by himself as the Count von Kozel with his unearthly bride who loves him more than anything in the world. And there's no one to stop that.
I mean, it's fun to pretend, but most people don't take it that far.
Yeah. Laura and Sean Cohen, thank you so much for coming on. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
somewhere in Southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Teaching the children.
Yep. Hey! Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, show number 5,992. But then again, who's counting?
You. You're the only one.
You know what? I am the only one. There's a couple of people that'll email us and say, oh, great. Can you answer a question for me? And I'm baffled by this. No, I shouldn't
be. I'm baffled by life.
Yeah. Okay, follow me on this. Most radio shows, let's just not include Stan and Haney in this.
No, it's such an outlier.
Let's
just throw them out.
Yeah, let's take that out of the mix, because it really skews the results. Most radio shows, if they get 1,000 shows at one radio station under their belt, that's pretty damn good. That's roughly 4 years plus.
Yeah, parade.
Doing all that. And
I think that's when they started going, you know, you guys are legends in this town.
Yeah, 1,000 shows will get you at around, if you don't take all your holidays, will get you around 4.5 years at a radio station.
Well, in those 4.5 years, you don't take those holidays.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, that's an achievement within itself. And there are a lot of radio shows in this company and in this town that have surpassed that. Congratulations. They should be backslapped for it. Like your mommy over there at the B. Who else? So, you
now,
know
what? Does he still pretend that he's black?
I think he's shown his picture enough online that...
Okay.
But he's
so
got,
that's not a secret anymore.
But over on that, the Bumblebee station, they got to make sure that they're like, it's still Mr. Cool hip-hop kind of thing. And so you want people to wonder.
I don't know how he does that.
Right. And that goes for a lot of people in this. But you know what? This station, even when Mike Mingus was over here, nothing fake about any of us. Zito. That's Zito.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, pretty much going all the way back, people we're not even allowed to mention anymore.
Yeah.
I think we can still talk about Madman Mike Gillen.
Yeah, that was him.
What you see is what you get.
Nutball. But
why are you calling him a nutball? He's a nice guy.
I'm not saying he was not a nice guy. He was a nut. I couldn't hang with him.
No, because he was on, like, Spicoli level.
Precisely.
He was like a walking cartoon.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's fun to be part of the cartoon.
It sure is, to watch.
But you don't want to live there.
No. But, yeah, so you get 1,000 under your belt. Okay, great. You get 2,000, 3,000, and, you know, it just is automatic. Well, you're supposed to be there. 4 years ago, D-Train, was that 4 years ago? What year did we hit
4 and a half.
Well, I've been here 4 and 3 months, and that was shortly after I started. So, yeah, almost 4 years ago.
2012, right, yeah. Was when it happened, 2012. What are we in now? 2018. Oh, geez, that's longer than... So almost 5 years.
Yeah.
That was... Okay, never. Still the same point. So to get to 5,000 shows, pretty big... 5 years go by, almost 5 years, let's say 4.5, and we hit 6,000. When 5,000 hit...
Well, it's because no one was counting, and it came as a shock to people.
Yes! The media wanted to know about it, the trades wanted to know about it, the company wanted to do something nice about it, and everybody went and hoopy-doo.
Well, it's
and
like...
they all said, well, good luck when 6,000 comes.
Well, I think it's more like, you know, let's say you're a major league home run hitter.
Yeah.
When you hit that 500th,
yep,
they go, hey, we got a contender.
Yep.
And there's
yep
a lot of noise.
Yep. Yep.
But until, you know, you get up to around that 714,
yeah,
they're not paying attention
you're
to
right
you.
So now we're coming up to 6,000. But I'm going to tell you, everybody, all of our friends here in Southwest Florida, we're coming up to 6,000 shows here at K-Rock, and the silence in this building is deafening.
That's true.
It's deafening.
I will say this.
What?
I don't, and it's not that I wish this, but just based on everything I know, I don't see a path for anyone else to get to 6,000.
Not in this business. And I'm talking about in the country.
I wasn't being that overbroad. I meant here.
No, here. You're lucky you get past 45. But I think in the country.
Hey,
what?
Ron Way's a good guy.
Stop it! He is... Yes. Yes, he is.
And I think he did get to 45.
No, he did not.
Where did he get to?
Probably...
I think he made 45, didn't he?
What was he here for? 6 months. D-Train, help me out with some math. Get a calculator out here for a second.
Well, I mean,
because he was the program director that was between Zito administrations.
Oh, did you mean 4,500? I meant 45 shows.
That's what I'm talking. Let me find out. Because he was...
No, 45 shows is what I meant.
He was...
Literally,
yeah,
45 days.
He was the Benjamin Harrison of program directors here. You had the Zito administration, which, mm-hmm, like Grover Cleveland. Then Ron Way comes in, and then Zito's reelected again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had, so he was, let's just say 6 months, 6 months times five. What's six times?
That's 30.
Hold it. There's how many shows in a month? Let's say he does, four times five is 20.
Mm-hmm.
20 times six, that would be what he would be at.
Yeah, so I was correct.
About 22 episodes a month.
He did well over 45.
Yeah, he did well over 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silence. And I know early on when it was still a ways off, we still had it, you know, another 4, 5, 6 months to go. It was being kicked around. What do you guys want to do for 6,000? Bunch of ideas that I guess were taken up to the upper management and all soundly rejected.
Well, there are other priorities right now.
You got that right.
Yeah, it's different management than it was back then, too.
It is?
How do you figure?
How do you figure that?
You know, you know where the sales area.
That don't matter. You know who's still run? It's called Beasley, and there's one Beasley at the end of the hallway who's been there, sitting there for a long time.
But
and
he doesn't listen anymore.
I know.
It's so weird when we get called into meetings with Beasleys now, and it happened recently, and we have known each other so long, that they now know they can't BS us. We know we can't BS them.
Yeah.
And so whatever the meeting about, it's announced in like the first 2 minutes of the meeting.
Yeah.
Could be done right then, really.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of other people involved in
satellite
the meeting.
People in the building that feel they need to go and reinforce with.
And I think I can say this much. I was joking with one of the top Beasleys during this meeting because we know and the Beasleys know this meeting could be over now.
Yep.
But it continues on for the benefit of others. And I made a quick aside, a joke to the top Beasley, and he and I are laughing. And there's another guy in the room, I don't know, how old would you say he was the first meeting we ever had with the Beasleys? Would he have been born yet?
No. No, I don't think so.
And I make
grammar school.
And I make this joke referencing something from our history, and this guy starts getting stiff as a board going, are you laughing at me? Is that about me?
No. Wrong person, buddy.
No.
He's a good guy, though. He's a good guy.
I didn't say he wasn't, but you saw what happened.
Yeah, because
I'm like, what are you even talking? Oh, that's right. You weren't born yet.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Don't count on it. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us today. Coming up on the show about an hour from now, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law taking your legal questions. God knows all hell's breaking loose.
And I hope to God they get his rims taken care of.
No kidding. Sweet heaven, how much longer? You know, I'll talk about that quickly. But let me also tell you, you're going to get a chance to get qualified for the Metallica baseball thing later on today. We're also going to play Stan's Name That Movie later on today. And I'm going to tell my version of this. I can talk about this, can I? Or would you prefer that I don't?
No, I don't care.
Okay, here's the deal.
He gets so worked up over the
He's
over
getting
these
some
things.
Rims for his new truck. New
Which
rims
I don't
and
even
tire.
I don't even understand that. Do you?
I kind of do. But he ordered the wrong ones, and...
No, I didn't. On their website, it specifically says, when you call on the phone, they're guaranteed to fit. Now, I called on the phone.
Yeah,
they asked me about my offset.
They don't fit.
They asked me about the size.
They don't
fit. They asked me if I had factory suspension.
So how did it turn out?
Well, first, they sent me two.
Yeah, did they fit?
And then I had to wait 3 days to get the other two, because what the hell are you going to do with two rims?
Did they fit?
No.
Okay. Now...
But they're guaranteed to fit.
Yeah.
That's what I told them.
Now, in the meantime...
They're not guaranteed the first time, apparently.
Have you gone on Twitter yet?
I started to.
In the meantime...
I decided to wait until it's all said and done.
He has to go and drive, because his truck is nice. He's got a nice truck. Well, he's driving this bomb.
Not the whole time. Just one of my trucks waiting for to have its shoes put on.
I explained to him that maybe 4.5 years ago... You driving around a bomb pickup truck, that's one thing. But he's now a man in the public eye.
Uh-huh.
And he can't be driving around in some bomb truck. He's got a nice truck. And, you know, if you have to, think rental.
But you know what?
I ain't got money for a rental.
His truck's on the road right now.
Your truck is on the road right
now. No, my truck's sitting in a parking lot waiting for my damn rims to show up.
And the person that's driving your truck said what to you?
Man, I like driving a nice truck.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. That's right. Just, you got to learn how to buy the correct rims. You don't read what it says.
People
that it
need to learn
fit.
How to do their damn job.
How long before the Twitter storm erupts?
It's already
for
started.
It's all said and done.
Oh, yeah. Well, you learned the lesson with that one. Get it all taken care of.
But
then,
Stan, it's guaranteed to fit.
Not the first time,
this
apparently.
This is what he told me. He says, guaranteed to fit.
So they overnighted new ones from Orlando. And they're still not here yet.
And they won't fit.
Well, if they don't fit, I'm done. I'm just going to turn everything.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Here's something else I don't get. Our gal.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, no. A woman with a wedge cut. Did she literally not get the memo? Those were out like 2 years ago.
They were.
What kind of hairstylist still allows her to get that chop cut that looks like Woodstock, the bird? Shouldn't professional hair salons have photos on their wall that say hair do's and hair don'ts? My friend had that wedge cut and would get it reshaped every other month. I didn't have the nerve to tell her it was actually what was below her neck that needed reshaping. Salons should have expiration dates for hairstyles. Sorry, ma'am, we no longer offer the Rachel. Maybe you want to upgrade to the Julie Bowen? Oh, who am I kidding? I'm sure they're just like me and don't have the guts to say anything. But if I could, I'd start with that guy over there and tell him time's up on the man bun. Ugh.
And that was another episode of... 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You still stand by the Rachel, though.
Oh, I do. On certain people.
Timeless.
On Rachel.
On Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, on Rachel herself. Okay, get a load of this. Follow me. A guy in Honolulu got stuck between the walls of two buildings on Friday, and it took firefighters 3 hours to break up the walls and get them free. Now, around Honolulu, they call him Baseball Mike. Why? Well, because he's always playing catch with baseballs in the plaza.
Oh, I thought it was because it was Mike Piazza.
No, unfortunately, no. He's always playing catch with baseballs in the plaza above those walls. and he's lost so many baseballs down those walls that he said, screw it, I think I can fit in there and get those baseballs. He was wrong.
This was like the sixth ball in over. Okay. So I was like, okay, I got to go down and get these. Because I kind of saw that it was skinny at the bottom, but I'm skinny, very skinny. It, that's when I learned that, uh-oh. But hey, I'm down here to get the baseballs, go a little lower, go a little lower. I didn't think I wasn't coming back out of that hole, period. I could hear doom, doom, and so I know they're coming, but it's a reverberating, and I know they're there. I'm dying, you know, and I don't want to. But there's a point where you give up, you like tap out, you literally tap out.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? You hear that?
Yeah, you won't be playing catch there anymore. Yeah, you won't be playing catch there anymore.
Yeah, it's like when the ball would go in Louise's yard.
Yeah. Yep.
Just leave it be.
Yep, write it off.
Take it as a loss, but he's low. What did he say? He lost five of them, six of them there, down there? Be damned if he's going to lose another one.
It's like a Labrador.
Weird Al. We know that he's one of the greats of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And people know him by his little comedy covers of songs. He was at a show in New York City on Friday night and covered Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl, but he wasn't joking. He was dead serious, and somebody at the show had their phone on and recorded him in all seriousness doing Cinnamon Girl.
Fine.
Yeah. He's all right.
Oh, he's always got a killer band with him.
Yeah. All right, let's play a little game.
Including a good friend of mine, Rick Derringer.
Yup. He's been on the show.
Yep.
Let's play a little game here. Somebody, I don't know who they are, compiled a list of the most politically incorrect songs ever written. Now I'm
in
gonna,
any era?
In any era. Now, I'm going to give you a pop era. I'm going to give you what the song is about, literally, and then let's see if you or D-Train can guess what the song is and who's singing the song or who wrote the song. This song, Haney, is about a man in his early 30s singing about a 16-year-old girl that he liked.
Yeah. Oh, would that be the song done by a gentleman named Starkey?
No.
But that would be correct,
wouldn't
it? Yes,
it would, but we got to go earlier.
Oh, the original version of that?
Yes, but he wrote this.
Or is it a different song?
Different song.
Is it by a doctor?
No.
Because that would be correct, too.
Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16.
Well, Ringo Starr, you're 16, you're beautiful. Yeah. And you're my Dr. Hook, you're only 16, yeah, only
and,
16.
And this one.
And then
probably on the list.
And then Kip Winger. She's only 17.
Yeah, yeah. Legal in some states, right, Dietrich?
Well, hell, you can get married in Missouri.
She's got the grown-up blues. Dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high heel shoes.
This isn't designed for me. Tomorrow I got too many answers.
Talking about a 16-year-old.
And be sweet.
At the time, he was in his early 30s.
And back in class again.
Well, it was teenagers buying the 45.
In Boston, Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas. And Rama Frisco Bay.
This one...
I named too many songs.
Yeah, I know you did. This one's about a guy on the run from the cops after murdering his girlfriend for cheating on him.
Indiana wants me?
No.
Arizona?
No. No.
Again, I'm right.
Yeah. Hendrix. Hey, Joe.
See, that's too obvious. See, these are basic things that you assume people already know.
You know.
Caught him messing around with another man. Yeah.
Yep.
So I took my gun and I shot her.
Woo! All right, let's try to. These are what was determined by somebody the most politically incorrect songs here in 2018. All right, this one, Haney, is about a homeless man watching little girls play.
What's he doing, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away?
No. No. Yeah, this song, it made the list because it talks about a homeless man watching little girls while they play. Jethro Tull, Aqualung.
Oh.
Sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on the park bench. I'm little girls with bad intent.
Little girls with bad intent.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what he said.
For years I couldn't until I read the lyrics.
Snot's running down his nose.
Did you say snot is running down his nose?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Something about running panties.
Yeah, it's better if you don't know.
Exactly! You know what? Back when these came out, you didn't hear any big uproar. It's a song. You and I have delved into this and explored it in depth with a friend of ours, Miss Sarita Williams.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bill Curtis.
No. A song about a white plantation owner who takes advantage of his slaves. People
tent,
don't
tent queen.
Yep. People don't think about it. They think it's just a great rocker. They're not listening to those lyrics. It's the Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar. Try one more. This is inappropriate. Haney, this is about self-love. If you don't know what we're talking about, it refers to how you scrunch up your face and squint your eyes when you get to the end of the process of
self-love. Come on, Green Day.
No. We've featured it on the Wayback Machine before. It's the Vapors.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I've knocked a million of you over myself. I want a doctor to take your picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down.
Sick.
I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning.
I always
Japanese,
just took it literally.
Yeah.
That a man was turning Japanese.
Yeah, no, that's not correct.
wants to see a picture of your inside. Have the doctor take the picture.
To make sure you're healthy. Because you can't get into Japan. They'll test you medically.
Yep, that's the reason. Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, I will open up the phones, take your phone calls. Maybe you can pick up a prize.
Maybe.
Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, movies about people at the dinner table. These are various films where one of the main scenes takes place at a dinner table.
My Dinner with Andre the Giant?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, there you go. They take that one right off the list. We'll do that later on as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Mm-hmm. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. Would love to hear from you. Area code 239-277-9600. You contribute to the show. We could give you a prize. We've got a Stan bobblehead autographed by Haney. Good to know there's only three of those left, and then they're all gone forever. We have $25 to the Pewter Mug, $20 to Bernie's City Diner. We have Everblades tickets, your choice of a game, as the season starts to wind down. We also have 30th Anniversary K-Rock Miracle T-shirts. And also want to let you know that in about 30 minutes, it'll be Mike Chinopoulos. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. And at some point, a chance to get qualified with a pack of commemorative Stan and Haney baseball cards in our Metallica Night giveaway, where one lucky winner and a guest are going to go to see the San Francisco Giants take on the Washington Nationals on April 23rd for the 6th annual Metallica Night at AT&T Park. Band going to be there, going to be doing all the between inning festivities, the anthem, and all that stuff. So stay tuned for that. When you hear a Metallica song, which you will hear at some point before 6 o'clock, ninth caller will get that. 277-9600, 239 area code. If you're outside of our immediate area, we could give you a stick pin across the great map of ours. We got a lot of stick pins up there now.
Yes,
a lot
we do.
Of them. 27.
That's our people.
Yep, that across the land.
Except for Nebraska and North Dakota.
All right, is that Nebraska and North Dakota are the only two states that we don't have a listener in?
Let me check the East Coast and some of the small states, but yes, across the plains, that is it.
Come on, North Dakota. Come on, what? Nebraska? Well, there's nothing in Nebraska, is there?
Omaha.
Yeah.
A great place to raise kids. That's what I was told.
Yeah. 277.
I was told that by someone who was trying to convince themselves that it would be great because they were forced to move there.
And Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Sorry, Rhode Island.
Jeez. 277-9600.
You know, Stan, you have been...
Want to grab that, D-Tray?
You've been teaching me lately how to be selfish.
Yeah, you got to learn it.
And I am going to indulge myself right now, and I'd like to invite you along with
sure,
me, because
sure.
I don't know what it is, but ever since about, let's say 6:15 last night,
yeah,
there's been a certain song stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. I bet.
Oh, that's not it.
No, but
there it is.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much.
Love this song.
Dancing. Some man's gone. He's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying.
When I go Ahoy, who's this?
I'm gonna make it mine. Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, welcome to the broadcast.
I really love the show, guys. I've been listening since you've been on the air.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate that.
I was just listening to you guys play the Chuck Berry song earlier, which I had never heard. And
you've never heard of Sweet Little 16?
It's way before my time.
But it's timeless. All right, but go ahead.
I've never heard it either.
As a kid, I listened to a ton of Beach Boys, and I swear the Beach Boys ripped off.
Of course they did.
Everybody ripped Chuck Berry off.
The Beach Boys did. If there are a couple, and I don't know if that is one of them, but they had to give, Surfin' USA, they had to give Chuck Berry writing credit. And see, that's what they did back then. If they knew if they were taking a riff or playing back a song and changing the lyrics, they would give the person who wrote the song the credit. Now, today, everybody sues everybody saying that you stole my song.
How old are you that you've never heard Chuck Berry?
No, I've heard Chuck Berry.
Sweet Little 16.
I'm 43 years old, but I just, that particular song, because I would have instantly recognized it as Surfin' USA.
Yeah, and Surfin' USA, there's writing credit to Chuck Berry on that song.
It's interesting.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Can I get you something?
You got Blades tickets?
I do. Hold on. We'll get you a pair. Hold on. 277-9600, 239 area code if you want to call in from North Cadota, Nebraska, Rhode Island, or anywhere across this land of ours.
You know, I never thought about people not being familiar with Chuck Berry's entire catalog.
Me neither.
If that's the case, then I feel obligated to share my favorite Chuck Berry song. Now, I say that with a caveat of Johnny B. Goode is in its own league.
Yep.
But other than Johnny B. Goode, this is my favorite Chuck Berry song.
Up in the morning and out to school.
School days.
The teacher is teaching the
Beach Boys covered that, too.
American history and practical math.
Just love the guitar.
You're studying hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave me alone. Ring, ring goes the bell.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark from Woodshire.
I can't understand you.
He was on a CB.
Yeah.
That power mic, he's over-modulating.
Yeah, Channel 19, call back and back off from the phone.
Over-modulating.
Yep, a little over-modulating there, good buddy. We'll catch you on the flip side. 277-9600. One line open. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, hello, guys. This is Alan.
Hey, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I didn't know if you guys were aware of this or not, because I know you're not in control of it, but I just figured I'd let you know in case you weren't. They changed up the online listening a little bit this week.
Really?
They're still playing some of the same old bits, but the last thing they do before they come back to you guys live on the air is they play a full song in its entirety.
That's amazing. Well, good for
I guess
them.
That's better.
Yeah, better than hearing the same stuff and bitching and complaining that they're playing the same bit over again, huh?
Absolutely.
Amen, brother.
Glad to hear it. Throwing the online listeners a bone there.
About damn time they did that for them. Again, we can't hear
it. And we thank him for that.
Thank you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Matt from Rhode Island. How the hell are you?
There we go. There we go, right there.
Are you in Rhode Island right now?
No, I'm not.
Can't do it.
Come on.
Can't do it.
How is it an island? It's Rhode Island. It's mainland.
Let me ask you something. Are you here visiting?
Yes.
And you're going to go back to Rhode Island?
Yeah. Warwick, Rhode Island.
All right. When you get back to Rhode Island, do me a favor and call, will you?
You can stream online or download the app.
Yeah, you can stream online, download the app, and then call us, and then we're going to give you a stick pin in Rhode Island.
Absolutely, brother, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, call back when you have gone home.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like I'm visiting Rhode Island, but I live in North Fort Myers. No. You've got to have us on your Alexa, the streaming, on an app. K-Rock has an app.
You've got to have a utility bill from Rhode Island before you get that stick thing.
Ahoy.
Hey, Stan. It's Doug from Bonita Springs.
Hey, Doug from Bonita Springs. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today? Hey, Haney?
Yes.
Hey, I thought you were firing up no particular place to go there a second ago.
Yeah, they're close, aren't they? But
they're,
then again, Chuck Berry can copy himself.
Yep, he's allowed.
Absolutely. He's the man.
Yep, you know it. See, one of my favorite Chuck Berry songs is Roll Over Beethoven.
And tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Yes, sir.
Because it was very important that he had that elocution and let you know that he knew Beethoven and Tchaikovsky.
Yep. Yeah. You know, you're rocking and rolling, and make sure you tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. And I hate to have to go over the stick pin rule. You have to live in the state that you're calling from.
Well, he does.
Yeah, but he's down here. Our motivation is.
But if I
that
was
we,
in,
you take us with
if
you.
I was in Vegas and Vegas wanted to give me a stick pin for Fort Myers, you're saying they wouldn't be allowed.
Correct.
Our voices
because,
have to be heard in the air
yeah,
of that
because,
location.
Because I would be in Vegas for 3 days, I would have to wait until I returned home to get a stick pin.
Yes, or I would not give you a stick pin because you're in Las Vegas. You don't live there.
But if it was the Vegas station that was giving me a stick pin, I still wouldn't be allowed.
Correct.
So
until
I could not get a stick
Myers.
Pin from anybody when I'm on vacation.
Right. It's not your home turf.
But I claim this as my home turf.
What do you claim as your home turf?
Southwest Florida.
Well, then you don't get one. I mean, we have.
No, but if Vegas wanted to give me a stick pin, but I'm in Vegas on vacation.
No stick pin.
Because I'm in Vegas for
right.
a couple of hours.
Yep. And you're listening to them there in Vegas. You're not from parts unknown.
I'm ineligible for a stick pin if
until
I'm
you
not
get home.
Where I live.
Yes, and you have us on streaming, on the Alexa, on an app. Then you go and say, hey, I'm here at work right now, or I'm here, like my college buddy yesterday. He's physically in Bel Air, Maryland. Hmm. Physically there. Let me.
You couldn't give him that over the weekend because he wasn't there.
Correct.
He was here.
Correct.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey bill.
Yeah.
Too much monkey bill.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Derek from Fort Myers.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hey, a couple of things real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
You think we could have a pool party next Friday?
We might do the pool party.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been a while. I want to do a cannonball.
You can do a cannonball. I remember.
Who wants to see a belly flop?
Yeah, belly flops, cannonballs. You know, that's the fun stuff. Absolutely. Yeah,
another quick thing.
Yes.
You know, at the Miracle game a couple of years back, I walked out of there with a Haney bobblehead, but no Stan bobblehead.
Well, now you have a Stan bobblehead.
Outstanding, gentlemen. Thank you.
And if you'd like Haney to sign it for you, he will.
But he already has Haney's signature.
Then I'd have to have you sign Haney's.
Be happy to do it. I'd be happy to do it. Hold on. Hold on.
does it.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Coach Tom, FGCU Hockey.
Tom, FGCU Hockey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good.
I just wanted to call and let you know how both of our teams went to Nationals this year. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting us.
Absolutely. You guys. So you went to Nationals. How did you guys do?
The D2 won Nationals for the third time in 7 years. Their closest game was a 4-goal differential. They beat everybody. They beat them up bad. My team went 1-1-1, so not bad. The team we lost to was the eventual national champs. So
All right. Both
teams had a very good showing. I had 13 first-year players on my team, and we're only graduating 2 kids. So
good things happening in the future then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we just wanted to say thank you to you guys for helping us out. Next year we could do the same thing, get some more people out to our game.
You know what? Next year we need to travel with them, Stan, so we can be in the stands and really support them and yell at the other team,
yeah.
You can't skate, you ball-less.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And congratulations on a great season.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you very much. 277-9600. See, now I can't. Guy texts, I lived in Nebraska 2 years ago. Can I get a stick pin? The answer is no. N-O spells no. You can't get one.
I guess the idea is that our show, our signal, whatever you want to call it, has to be listened to or downloaded in Nebraska for it to count.
Correct. You have to go. See, 96K Rock has their own app. You can listen on your phone and you get on your car. You got the Apple Play or the Google Play, and you can go up, pull up all your phone stuff, and you can listen to us in your car, no matter where you are. Maybe you're at home and you got one of those Alexas. You just tell Alexa to use the 96K Rock application, and then you can listen to us and all of that neat stuff. You can, if you're at your desk at work, go to 96krock.com or stanandhaney.com, and you can stream the show. And then you go and say, hey, man, I'm going to call up because I'm in North Kadota, and I'm going to let Stan and Haney know this is where I live and work, and give me a stick pin. And then it'll be represented on our map.
I know we don't like to face it, but I think we need to acknowledge that there's a possibility that no one in the entire state of Nebraska or North Kadota listens to us.
I think that might be the case, and that's a shame.
I know it's hard to think about.
Yeah,
but
a lot of open land up there, though. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Keith from Naples.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Stan, I tell you what, you've probably answered this before, but when you're playing some of the best of, you have interviews.
Uh-huh.
And they are just out of the park good.
Yeah, there are some fun ones.
Why don't you guys do that anymore?
Because they're a tune-out.
277-9600. That's what we've been told. We've been told a lot.
Hey, Stan, I've driven through Texarkana. Can I get a stick pin? No. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. Where did it go? There's too many. Oh, here it is.
Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm currently listening to a download episode while in Seoul, South Korea. Thankful for a taste of home. Does that count?
Yes.
Listening to
long as the people in the vicinity of that area can hear our voices in their air, then I say it counts.
It's like a podcast, and he's in Seoul, South Korea right now. Stick pin.
There's one from Arlington on here, too.
Seoul, South Korea. All right. Hey, guys. My daughter listens to you guys from Arlington, Washington, but she's too shy to call you. I got her hooked on the show before she moved. Does that count?
She's listening. I see.
Yeah.
All right. If she's listening, I wish I knew her first name. I'd say hi to her. But howdy to Arlington, Washington.
You might embarrass her. She's shy.
Yeah, I know. She's shy. She's a shy one. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to get an opportunity.
Ain't nothing I need to.
Yeah, you do. You got an opportunity to talk to a lawyer, an attorney, because you just messed up, or somebody's messing with you, or you got an ex-wife that is just murder to deal with. Haven't seen the kids in I don't know how long. Maybe you've got a neighbor that wants to put up a fence, hurting your view of the GIF. Maybe you've got a DUI. Maybe you've got a criminal record and you want to buy a gun.
You know, speaking of criminal records, with the internet, it seems like there's a story every day. And it just how quickly things escalate.
Yep.
When they release the videos of these officer-involved shootings, and you see the cops are being as level-headed as they can possibly be. They're looking at it as a routine traffic stop. The person looks at it as a routine traffic stop, and then if something misfires in their brain, yeah, and they decide to do something stupid.
Gotta talk to somebody. Mike,
I saw a video of it was Elgin, Illinois, and yeah, they released the video as part of a court case, and then they put it out for the public with the police narrating it. And this woman was running from the cops, obviously high on something, to the point that all of her tires were flat, and they did not approach her for the longest time, and then they boxed her car in where she couldn't do anything, but she was still trying, and a fire starts inside her car. She's surrounded by police, and there's smoke all in the car, and they're going, she still won't put down the knife. She still won't put down the knife. She gets out of the burning car with the knife in her hand and sprints towards the cops. What do you think's going to happen?
She's going to get shot. Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. You can also text Mike on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. He's in the studio next. We're Stan and Haney.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law, 277-9600. Or you can text your question to Mike on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. It works just like if you have your phone and you're just texting. You got to throw in the area code, obviously. And
we're assuming they know how to operate a phone,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, what is it? A different? It's the Absolute Law text line. Oh, I like that. It's the sound of Matlock. Now, did you ever watch Matlock?
I did.
How real is it?
I think there's some of the closing arguments that are real.
Is it more real than Perry Mason?
Oh, much more. Yeah, Perry Mason was.
Perry Mason was great.
You know that Raymond Burr.
Yeah, you know the.
What an actor.
You know what he'll be known for?
Raymond Burr's Caesar salad recipe is the best.
Really?
Yep. It's a real thing. You think I'm joking. You look it up.
It is. We've looked it up before. Apparently, he has the best Caesar salad around.
Isn't Raymond Burr's Caesar salad, yes.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. Right.
Didn't he come here to die?
Yes, he did. He liked shell collecting on Sanibel, and this is where he gave up the ghost.
Probably came down here to enjoy some shells, make some salad.
Yep, right there. Right there.
Sometimes it feels like I came here to die.
Well, we all have. 277.
No, you came here to be reborn, my friend, like the phoenix.
That's what it is.
277-9600, Mike Chiannopoulos. And if you've known anything over the last 5-6 years since he's been here, he can help. He's an attorney, and his job is to help you.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful singing voice you have, Stan. Voice of an angel.
That's what they say.
Fallen angel.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this.
I can help.
I got two strong arms.
I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. With your DUI, your divorce, anything you got, criminal, anything you got going on.
You know, I was thinking about you as I was reading last night, because you have learned how to do the celestial navigation.
I have.
You're a sailor man now.
Yeah.
And I was reading, and it's kind of gone under the radar because everybody's talking about self-driving cars and self-driving trucks, boats.
What about them?
Self-driving boat?
All of the... This is gets a lot less publicity, but all of the big defense contractors, both here and in the UK, are working on autonomous sailing vehicles.
Well, you know, it's so close to that now. I mean, my boat is a power boat, but I have sailed many years in my life when I was younger. And I said to somebody, you know, sailing is too much work now. I'm an old guy. And they said, Mike, you haven't seen the new technology. It's amazing. So they put these electric handles on all of the different lines. So your sheet line and all the different lines.
Really?
You set everything up once you get the boat out and going in the direction that you want. And then you have a remote that you clip onto you. And you go sit up on the front deck and enjoy your guests and a cocktail. And anytime any changes need to be made, you just pull that remote, press a couple of buttons, and there you go.
So you pretty much just have to conceptually understand you don't do any manual labor now.
Correct. And the cost for this is only about $2,000 to set up your boat, they were telling
me. That's pretty good.
I know Mercury has a deal where it's you hook up just a little device to your engines, and it goes on to your phone, and it will tell you everything that's going on as far as maintenance and fuel.
Oil pressure and all that stuff.
Now, the big thing that they're doing with the defense contractors, and where it could have the biggest impact, is think about the container ships.
Oh, man.
And think about routes that they wouldn't take now because you've got to have a human crew. You know, nastiness in the North Atlantic.
Not to mention any names like over by Somalia. Yeah. Captain Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say that they're very close and that it may come in gradually, but you're going to put a lot of people out of work that way, too.
Well, that's right. And, you know, GPS has truly revolutionized the container industry as well. I mean, because we're not losing 10% of the cargo being stolen and other things because it's all GPS now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, truck driving is another thing that GPS has completely revolutionized. Some for the good, some for the worse.
Well, I got to look into that. I didn't realize sailing was that easy. I might have to take it up.
Don't do
that's
it again.
What I'm told. You got to get the basic skills, and then you can work with the technology.
2779600.
Do you still get to say things like, I like the cut of your jib?
We were talking earlier this year about the law about Asian land owning.
Oh, yeah, that bizarre thing.
We have a gentleman on the phone right now. His name's Steve, and he joins us on the show. Steve, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mike, I spoke to you several weeks ago on this channel, the Asian land ownership deal.
Right. I looked that up. That is some really bizarre stuff. So many states have retracted it, repealed it. Florida tried to do that not too long ago, and it failed. However, it's not being enforced in any way. And, you know, if it were to be enforced, it's so repugnantly unconstitutional that it would immediately be struck down. But what was amazing is when they put the vote out there to repeal it, it didn't get repealed.
Hmm. All righty. I thank you very much.
Oh, so that he answered your question.
You know, it's no worries. I thought it would be nice if somebody could get it repealed or the Constitution amended, but
they tried.
We'll remain the only state.
And here's what the deal is, and I looked it up too, and Mike alluded to it. Nobody's enforcing
so
that.
So the fact that it's unconstitutional, but it's on the books, that only means that no one has attempted to enforce this law where it would come to the attention of the court.
And be struck down, that's right. But they did attempt to repeal it, and I did the research the day you and I spoke, actually, on the air. I did the research, and so I don't remember what year it was, but it was very recently when they tried to repeal it, and they failed.
And I'm sure I'm saying it over broadly, but the law said that Asian people can't own property in Florida.
Well, that is overbroad. It's a little bit more, and it talks about national security, et cetera, but it was definitely
The end result of it, right?
Well, it was clearly aimed at the Japanese Americans during World War II.
Mm. Wow. All right, there you go.
And the executive order for internment was Executive Order 1066.
Wow. I'm surprised it wasn't 666.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Have a great day.
You betcha. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law joining us this afternoon on the Stan and Haney Show. And anything that is going on and in your life that you want to talk about and ask Mike a question, that's why he's here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. I want to talk about legalities. You saw Governor Scott signed the bill for year-round daylight savings time. They say it has to now go to Congress, the United States Congress, because they are the only ones that can set time zones for the country.
That's correct.
If a governor signs off on that, if the House of Representatives and the Senate in Florida sign off on that, is that pretty much a given that the Congress is going to go along with that and make that change?
Absolutely not. I don't think so at all.
So it has to go to a vote of the full Congress?
And here's why. First of all, you know, it's all about commerce, and it's governed by the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, right? When we were 13 colonies and went from the Articles of Confederation to the actual United States Constitution, we said, all right, imagine every right to govern as a stick in a bundle. We have to take certain sticks out and put them in a central government. And the ability to make a post office was one. The ability to coin money was another one. You don't want to be changing currency between states, right? It's not good for the economy. And the same thing with time zones, right? It depends on the state these days. You know, what's happened is, and all the bundle, all the sticks in the bundle that weren't taken out individually and put in the center were retained by the states and their people, respectively, says the Constitution. Of course, we know that's not the way it works today. But, yeah, they can only coin time zones. Now, here's what's interesting, you know, doing the celestial navigation. Every time zone is 15 degrees of the sun, 360 degrees in a circle. The sun moves at 15 degrees per hour. That gives you 24 hours in a day. And so if we start going to daylight savings time in one part of the country and not another part of the time, we're going to mess up the entire system. And that's what the concern is.
How is it going to mess up the entire system?
Well, because then how do you calculate the different time zones, right? So that would make us shorter than somebody else.
Yeah, but isn't there, there's Indiana and Arizona, don't they do what they want?
And Puerto Rico?
Well, Puerto Rico's no state. I think Indiana and Arizona do. I mean, they come on, they're what do you call it, state where you can be a criminal and go there.
Here's Chris.
They do what they want anyway. Let them tell us what time it is.
Chris, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
I think the answer is nobody cares, right?
Right. Nobody cares about Indiana.
Go ahead, buddy.
Arizona. Chris.
You're on, Chris.
Hi, I've got a couple of trees growing right on my property line with my neighbor, and I want to cut them down because they're leaning over my fence, and if we get another big storm, they're going to take out my lanai. How do I go about this without having to get a survey or get into big fights with my neighbor because he has dementia, talking to him is like talking to a wall?
Yeah, it's like 50 first dates. All right, you know, try to talk to him. And does he have any relatives that care for him?
There's his second wife, and his kids live out of the area, and she's real timid and noncommittal to pretty much anything.
All right, well, if you truly believe them to be a danger to your structure, I would go ahead and take them down. As long as they're partway on your property line, you can also trim any parts of the trees that lean over your property line. You can trim them back to your property line. So ultimately, if it were endangering my property, I would go ahead and take the risk and do what needs to be done to protect my property. And then if there is any legal fallout afterwards, deal with that and show that you were justified in doing it. The good news is if he has dementia, he may not remember the trees were there.
Ha! There you go, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. 277-9600.
Trees? What
easier,
trees?
Easier to get forgiveness than permission.
That's kind of my,
Here is Tim, line two. Tim, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hello.
Hello, Tim.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on with Mike.
Hey, Tim, what do you got for us today?
Okay. A lot like that last caller, it's about my wife. She has dementia, and I'm having a problem with the insurance company and everybody talking to me about her health care. They want to talk only to her.
Right.
And somebody told me I need to get a guardianship, and I'm wondering what I have to do that.
She's your wife, right?
Yes, yes.
You should not have to get a guardianship of your own wife to act on her behalf with respect to health care. If the doctors make a determination that she's not competent to act on her behalf, it should come to you. The problem is we got all these plaintiff's lawyers out there, and I'm not going to mention any names. Everybody hears them all the time, that make all these doctors scared to death and to give out any information, even when they should. Even when it's legal, they'll say, oh, that's a HIPAA violation. No, it's not a HIPAA violation. It's her husband. But they're so afraid of being sued that this is how they behave. So one thing you can do, and it's a lot cheaper than a guardianship and just as effective, is, you know, if she has dementia, Tim, she'll have good days and bad days, right?
Yeah. Bad than good, but yeah.
All right. On one of the good days when she's lucid and she's feeling good, she's very confident of who she is, the surroundings, etc., have her execute a durable power of attorney. And have witnesses there that can say, you know, yes, she was lucid. We asked her before we witnessed it. Does she know, you know, the date? Does she know who the president is? Does she know, you know, what year this happened or that happened? And then she executes it. That way, when she starts to have problems, you have that document to show the hospital or the doctors. And for them, it's just all about cover their behind. They don't want to be sued. That's all that is. So give them the document that makes them sure they're not going to be sued, and you won't have a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I got to ask you about that.
That's $250 instead of $3,000.
And it gets so confusing, and more people are going to have to go down this road where you need one document to deal with financial matters, another one for legal matters, another one for medical.
Well, we're already there, pretty
but
much.
I have to ask you about
there.
This. If she's been diagnosed with dementia,
right?
A good day or a bad day would not make any difference in court, would it? Because she's already been diagnosed by a physician saying this, so anything she signs thereafter,
well, she's not being
it can be going.
She's not being declared incompetent. She's
correct.
Being diagnosed.
Correct. So she's diagnosed with dementia, and the test, the legal test is, was she lucid at the time she executed it? When she executed it, did she have the capacity to understand what she was doing, to intend to do it, to form the intent to do it, and did she have a meaningful understanding of it? If the answer is yes, because she was having a good day that day, and she's not having a good day for several months after, it doesn't matter, as long as she was having a good day that day.
We got time for one more, and it's Tom on line one. Tom, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
Hey, Tom, what do you got for us?
I've got some. My sister just gave me some things that have been sent to her house as far as unpaid bills.
Can I send mine to you, too?
No, you can send them to my sister. That'll be fine. Okay, one of them is unpaid criminal fees or fines. One is dated just about 6 years ago. Disorderly intoxication in public. And then there's one 4 years ago, trespassing property other than structure. I have no idea what those are about.
Okay.
Must have been a good night.
Right?
No, these are 2 years apart.
Mm. Well, are they from Florida, in the state of Florida?
It's a law firm, attorneys at law from Miami.
Okay. But the fines were levied by the state of Florida somewhere, some county in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
In other words, these aren't out-of-state fines or tickets.
No, it would have been Naples.
Okay. All right. So what I would do is I would call that law firm, who's probably just been assigned as a collection agency, basically, to start enforcing these things, and find out what the deal is. You're going to have to pay the fine plus some late fees and interest, and you can negotiate that back to nothing but the original fine, or pay 100% of what they're asking for. And so that's up to you to negotiate that. You can hire a lawyer to negotiate that for you. You're going to pay the lawyer as much as you're going to save, sometimes more, so it doesn't make sense. You sound like a reasonable man and an intelligent man. You ought to be able to do that. If you run into problems where you really think they're just hosing you and you're paying double or triple, call me. I'll give you a free consultation. You can even email me over the documents. I'll look at them, and I'll tell you what I think.
All right.
Now, what if I just blow them off?
Oh, not good.
Well, it depends. I mean, it's going to impact your sister's life, not yours, obviously.
No, it was sent to, actually, I spent 2 weeks at my mom's house up in Pelican Bay, and it was mailed to them, and somehow my sister got it. And it's dated May 2nd, 2017.
Who's the one that has the
fines?
Yeah. The fines. Who has the fines? Is it your sister or you?
I do.
Ah.
But it was sent to my mother's house, and somehow, my late mother, so I guess my sister got...
So these are his fines.
I see. I thought they were his sisters.
He doesn't know what they are.
All right. So I would start then, a little different scenario. I would start by going down to the Collier County Courthouse and pulling those by ticket number and saying, what's this all about? Because in order to get those fines for a trespass, first you have to have a no trespass order before you get a trespass. Okay. So you got to go down there and figure out what's going on. It sounds like it might be a case of mistaken identity. If you don't remember having
doing
an incident,
something.
Right. You know.
All right.
Right now, also one other thing.
All right, we got about 10 seconds.
I was in jail in Immokalee. They overdosed me on blood pressure medicine. I fell down, cracked my head open before breakfast. Before I got in, I'm bleeding all over the place. I had to go in an ambulance, and now they're sending me a past due bill to me. And I thought it was going to go to the county. Because it was the county was at fault.
Probably should. Quick answer is you need a civil rights lawyer. It's called a 1983 action. You're not going to find one here on the West Coast. You're going to have to go to Tampa or Miami, but you're looking for a civil rights lawyer to help you with that.
Okay. We got to run, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Tom, sorry that happened to you.
239-ASK-MIKE, 24/7. No matter where you are, they'll get you.
239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6 and I answer the phone.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We're going to take a break.
Glad I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon, 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie. Could pick you up our last pair of Busch Gardens tickets, where you can take in the Food and Wine Festival going on through the 29th of April. We'll also throw in a parking pass. Got some other prizes as well. Also, within the hour, you're going to hear a Metallica song. When you do that, caller 9, when the Metallica song plays, get you commemorative Stan and Haney baseball cards and get you in the running for Metallica night with the San Francisco Giants. So stay tuned for that. Let's get you updated on traffic right now for your drive home. Our first look at traffic this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Right, let's see what we got here.
Well, looky here.
We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Tamiami Trail right at Dollar General. The Dollar General is everything is generally a dollar.
Yeah, you explained that to me, the whole dollar universe.
Yeah. Then you got the Dollar Tree. And that, what's that one?
Not to be confused with the Family Dollar.
Family Dollars, everything's in the Dollar Family.
Yep. What about the Dollar Store?
You got me on that one. Dollar Tree, I think everything's a buck.
Yes.
Then correct. You got the Five Below place, and that's $5 or less.
I thought one of them was most items a dollar.
I think that's Dollar General.
Then you have damn near a dollar.
Yep. this is in
San Carlos Boulevard, right here at the Walmart crash here in Estera. And then on Sanibel, they got a crash in the 2400 block of Periwinkle Way. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines. Here's Haney.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Okay. Stan, you have a rich cultural heritage in your ancestry.
I sure do.
Of course, you have the Polish side.
Yep.
And you have a lot of French-Canadian.
Yep.
Well, a waiter fired because of his poor attitude and specifically his rudeness says that is discrimination because he is a Frenchie and being rude is his birthright.
Yep. It's the truth.
A kid wore a tuxedo to school for something called Dapper Day.
Hey, I like that.
But someone who didn't know what that meant called it in as a shooting threat.
What?
You're saying what to that?
Yeah.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Oh, jeez.
Of course, this is in Florida. Drunk driver had convinced himself that a valuable coupon to Lowe's was his driver's license and then tried to bribe a police officer with sexual favors.
Well,
a man tells a woman he'd been poisoned and would die unless she had sex with him. We'll tell you how that turned out.
Yeah.
And finally, there is something
crazy. They're all
that
crazy.
We have learned through a lifetime yeah. of experience.
Every one of them crazy.
A 41-year-old mother
Jeez.
Attacks her ex-best friend's new best friend at the PTA meeting.
Mm.
How did it end up?
How?
Shootout with the police.
More details in less than an hour.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Yeah, laughter. Come on. Laughter. You're darn right. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Aha, there she is.
Hi.
Now, well, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Viagra fun facts.
Top Viagra fun facts.
Woo!
Yeah. Viagra celebrating its 30th birthday today.
Well, huh?
Yeah. If the dog gets into your prescription, immediately tarp your leg.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take it while watching Shark Week with a porn star, you could end up the subject of a 60 Minutes piece.
Oh, yeah, I feel the same way, Jokey.
If your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, doctors recommend you look at photographs of Kathy Griffin.
It came from somewhere deep and dark that we don't want to go.
One of these side effects is hearing loss. So if you're married, one of the benefits is hearing loss.
Want me to show you what it looks like? Yeah, right there.
Uh, It has reduced the embarrassment of men during sexual encounters, but increased the embarrassment of men watching commercials during football games.
And touchdown.
Right there.
It can improve your memory, which is odd since many gentlemen taking it quickly forget their wedding vows.
Who wants to see another belly flop?
Yeah.
Right here. Sign me up.
Woo!
Make sure you keep it in a separate container from your Tic Tacs or get ready for awkwardness at church. I knew it! And finally, the very top Viagra fun fact.
Yes.
Many people don't report their four-hour erections because they're far too busy dancing with joy.
Get it? Get away? Oh, no!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
It's after 4 hours.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's it, baby.
Freddy.
Ooh, is Star Trek on next?
Yeah. Email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. That's how you can get all of us. Yeah, you know that. Remember a few weeks back, we selected a name and someone got to go to the world-famous Bunny Ranch?
No.
Yes. Well, let's just call him Mr. M. He wrote us. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I had an amazing trip to the ranch. I have some pictures with the bunnies and the staff, and will be sending them to you when I can. Unfortunately, Mr. Hoff was not there, as he was out of town running for state senate.
Hot gun.
I also got a tour of...
Dennis is a good guy to know.
Yes, he is. Also got a tour of the rest of the red light district and met many great ladies, including a porn star. She even cooked a Filipino dish called, how do you say that? Empayas or
empanadas?
I don't know. Impias. I tried some. We talked for a while, and she and her girlfriend gave me a very titillating sales pitch. In the end, I spent some quality time with a petite little angel named Alice Little. It took a while for her to become available, but let me just say it was well worth the wait. In the end, I gotta say, best Valentine's Day ever.
Well, he'll always remember it.
Yep.
I'm looking up a picture of her right now.
Oh, little angel.
She's 4'8" and 80 pounds.
Alice Little.
Spinner.
Let me see what she looks like.
You little tiny thing.
Oh, there she is. All right. Waiting line for that one. Had to wait a while.
Well, let's...
Next!
Let's see, 4'8", 80 pounds, yeah. Bisexual, yes, yeah. Kiss, GFE, yes, kink, BDSM, fetish-friendly, and experienced.
Okay. Righto.
All natural.
Yeah, oh yeah, she looks it.
Intelligent.
Yep, smart, too.
Passionate.
Yep. The full package, the full little package.
Yeah, she'd like to do anything you'd like to do.
Yeah. Oh, look who we got an email from. Nigel.
Oh, she was born in Ireland.
Yes, she was. She's redhead. Mm-hmm. Ahoy, gentlemen. Your friend Nigel here. It pains me to see two individuals.
Yeah, well, now you got to explain because our old intern, HW, wrote in an email in which he
blistering
eviscerated Shark Girl. She responded to that just as viciously. And now Nigel,
the third wheel in that...
Troika.
Yeah.
has chimed in. Oh, hi, gentlemen. Your friend Nigel here.
The devil's threesome.
Yeah, it pains me to see two individuals that used to be such friends duke it out like this. Of course, I'm referring to the HW Shark Girl emails. The way this thing is heading, it sounds like a lead-up to a damn WrestleMania match. You know what? In fact, that gives me an idea. Perhaps HW and Shark Girl's husband could put their kung fu skills together, and they can do it live streaming at Broadcast House. If you thought watching Dave the Waterman struggle, you ain't seen nothing yet until you see HW struggle. But watch out. HW plays dirty. I even heard rumors he bit a dude's junk in order to evade confrontation.
What?
Yeah. To think, HW had such a promising career as a Stan and Haney intern. Where did he go wrong?
There he is, little...
What are you doing?
All the best, gentlemen. Signed, Nigel. Okay. This is, once again, Cincinnati Rob, who wants to clarify. Ahoy, gentlemen. Rob here, formerly of Cincinnati. Sorry, guys. I went by my earlier emails as Cincinnati Rob, just to let you know which Rob got you the magic 8-ball, which is in your studio, which I was glad to do. I hope it is still being used by everyone, including Dave. I am still listening to podcasts to catch up and heard Friday's show where Dave did the one chip challenge. Bravo to him. Boy, that video, it looks like everybody went and watched that video. It's in the thousands of views.
Of Dave eating a chip?
Yep. My son and I do somewhat the same thing, and last year he sent me that pepper by mail, a whole bag of them, and I'm still friggin' afraid to try it to this day. Because the last time we did a challenge, we picked ghost chili peppers. The juices went through my nostrils, and it was the worst experience I had to endure. Guys, I cannot wait for your 6,000th show, and I hope to hear it live instead of a few days later on a podcast. All the best, gentlemen. Rob. Ah, screw it. Cincinnati Rob. Thank you, Rob. This one is so great. This is from Randolph. Guys, D-Train's YouTube posts are great. And I truly hope to play golf with Haney someday. Sign Randolph.
2,800 views on the Dave Chip Challenge.
Guess I'll have to take up the game.
Yeah, you're going to have to take up the game.
Well, you played it once, didn't you?
Yeah, I was too
like
good at it.
Kim Jong-il.
Yep.
The Guardian, everybody. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, we all know how bad traffic is this time of year, especially around the ballparks. I was over that way this morning at around 6. 6 in the morning. Traffic was moving very slowly, much slower than normal. I was like, what the hell? Well, lo and behold, if it weren't two sheriff's cars, lights flashing away at the entrance to JetBlue. They're playing the Cubs today. Matter of fact, the game might be over now. I understand they are there for public safety, but why that early? I mean, I see a couple of hours before game time. But why during peak morning travel time? It doesn't make any sense to me. Signed, The Guardian.
I'm with you.
And then I'll save this. Well, read it real quick. Ahoy, gentlemen. Every now and again, I hear Haney and D-Train talking about Destiny 2.
Yeah, we haven't played in a while.
I also have Destiny 2 on Xbox One. I have a Hunter and a Warlock, both above 350, and I need people to do the weekly Nightfall with. If you gentlemen feel up to some Destiny later, feel free to add me on Xbox Live. Signed, Matt.
How long has it been since we've done a Nightfall?
About a month or two.
Well, there you go. I'll keep that email separate. Stan's Name That Movie next. Oh, and if I were you, I'd be listening for a Metallica song.
96 Kara.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. No more calls, please. We have our qualifier. Somebody heard that Metallica song and was caller number 9. Let's go to D-Train with all the details.
That's right, Stan. Anthony Leonard from Fort Myers Beach heard the song and was caller number 9.
Andy Leonard?
Anthony.
Don't interrupt him. He's on a roll.
Anthony Leonard from Fort Myers Beach.
All right, and what does he get?
He got himself a limited pack of Stan and Haney baseball cards, and he is now qualified for the flyaway to see Metallica.
Try not to say
Right.
Because you were saying a lot.
I don't have the copy in front of me, so I know.
It's going to be the flyaway to San Francisco to see the Giants and the Nationals.
It's unavoidable sometimes, but try to cut down on it.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Other than that, you sounded good. I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah, how did he open it? How did you open it up? That's right, Stan.
See that?
Yep, I like that. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home, then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie.
That has got to just really irk G-Train.
Yeah, it does. Who went to school for this?
He didn't have teachers like us.
No. Nope. And instead he became a plumber.
Yeah, he went to a Cincinnati radio school.
North Fort Myers, we got a crash. North Tamiami Trail at the Dollar General, still working that one. Also in North Fort Myers, crash. Merchants Crossing in North Cleveland Avenue. And still working the crash on Sanibel. Periwinkle Way, 2400 block. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. I'll try to get in 5 clips. Don't know with all the changes. But I'll try. It's all new to me. Chance to pick up a prize if you're the first person to correctly identify the film. Today, all of our films deal with a scene at a dinner table. The scene takes place at a dinner table. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film, you'll have your choice of one of these prizes while they last. Winner's choice. Our last pair of tickets to Busch Gardens to take in, if you'd like, the Food and Wine Festival, which goes on until April the 29th. We'll also throw in a parking pass. You can have a Stan bobblehead autographed by Mark Haney.
Limited supplies.
Oh, yeah, I think we're down to 2. $25 to the pewter mug. $20 to Bernie's City Diner. Your choice of an upcoming Everblades game will give you a pair of tickets. We also have 30th anniversary K-Rock Miracle T-shirts for you. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. They all take place at the dinner table. Here's movie clip number 1. We'll release the phones after the first clip plays. Name this movie.
So, Jeremy, you and your brother are venture capitalists.
That's right.
It's great. Venture capitalist. The backbone of the system. It's the new pioneer.
New pioneer.
So is it just about the money?
No. It's about investing in companies that are ethically and morally defensible.
Well, like what? Give me an example.
Like what? Well, there's the company that we have where we're taking the fur or the wool from sheep, and we turn it into thread for homeless people to sew, and then they make it into cloth, which they in turn sew, and then make little shirts and pants for other homeless people to sell. It's a pretty good deal.
People helping people.
Yeah.
That's very admirable.
Thank you. Although, don't make me out to be a saint just yet. We do turn a small profit. After all, someone has to pay for the lap dances for the big guy.
He's joking around. Feels so good when he jokes.
What's this company called? Shirts and Pants. Holy Shirts and Pants. It's a little corny and obvious, but what do you get out of being subtle, right?
Well, that's a hell of a good project. I'm going to mention something to the Commerce Secretary.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
Name the movie. Took place at a dinner table. A little something was going on there, but, you know.
He's joking.
He's just 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Bud.
Bud, can you name the movie, Bud?
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
It is. Wedding Crashers, you're absolutely right. What would you like?
Let's, you got the Everglades tickets, though?
I do. We're going to set you up with a game of your choice.
Alrighty, thank you.
You betcha. Hold on. D-Train will take care of you. Hold on. 277-9600. Movies where the particular scene that we're playing takes place at the dinner table. Your job, be the first person to identify the film. Here's movie clip number two. Name the movie.
Oh, that's enough ketchup. Come on. Dale.
I like it.
That's enough.
Dale, I don't know if you might want to try this. I make a sauce, we call it fancy sauce.
For me.
That Brennan really likes with his chicken nuggets.
It's my fancy sauce.
Well, when Brennan finishes, I'll give you some of this, and it's ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together. So,
So good. Oh. I want some fancy sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not done using it.
Looks good.
Can I have fancy sauce?
Of course. Of course.
I'm using it right now.
Okay. So let's just...
You want to try it, Dale?
Let's just let him try some.
Yeah, I really would like some. Just one last spoonful.
I think you got enough there, Brian. So here you go.
Thanks.
It's ketchup and mayonnaise.
Ugh. Uh-uh. I don't like it. It smells weird.
Okay. I'll try some.
You want some?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. You don't mind, do you, Brennan? You know. Okay.
Brennan.
I'm not comfortable.
That's okay. Brennan. No, it's okay. It's probably not good on fish anyway.
But my dad's king of the castle, so if he wants fancy sauce, he should.
No,
he can,
right,
if he
Dale,
wants fancy sauce, he can make his own back.
Fancy.
Fancy sauce. It's ketchup and mayonnaise. Name the movie, and you'll get yourself a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Deb.
Hey, Deb.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you? A longtime listener of the Stan and Haney Show, are we, Deb?
I am.
All righty.
God bless you, Deb.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Can you name the movie?
Step Brothers?
It is Step Brothers. You are absolutely correct, Deb. What would you like?
The tickets to the festival.
The Food and Wine Festival?
Yes.
Can you do you have a license to drive to Tampa?
I do.
All right. All right, Deb. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens.
I wonder if they'll have fancy sauce.
Yeah, they might have fancy sauce there.
I'm hoping so.
Hold on, Deb. Hold on. Fancy sauce. You know what fancy sauce is, what we call it.
Yeah. It's ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't like
mixed together.
I don't like the smell of it.
You know, Dad, he's king of the castle.
Yep. So. Yep. These are movies taking place. The scene is taking place at the dinner table. Here's movie clip number three. Name the movie.
Where the hell you been? I took the liberty of ordering you another scotch. Bully! Daniel?
Hmm?
Are you wearing ladies' perfume?
Yes, I am.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Yeah.
Why?
Rubbed off.
From whom?
Girl I used to date. She's a waitress.
Waitress?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the way to the bathroom. Couldn't keep her hands off me.
You dog.
You scallywag.
I got the stretch outside. Does your girlfriend have a girlfriend?
Hey, it's the 90s.
No, I mean it. Does she have a lady friend for me? Go ahead, ask her.
I'll go ask her.
Go ahead. Come on, go get her.
Name the movie. That should be a no-brainer. 277-9600.
Couldn't keep her hands off him.
Scallywag, you rascal dog. Ahoy, who's this?
Casey.
What's your first name?
Casey.
Casey? Casey, can you name the movie?
Is it Mrs. Doubtfire?
It is Mrs. Doubtfire. You're absolutely correct. What would you like?
I don't know. What did you have again? I missed the first part.
Let's see. We've got a Stan bobblehead autographed by Haney. We've got $25 to the pewter mug. We've got $20 to Bernie's City Diner. We have Everblades tickets. We have 30th anniversary K-Rock Miracle
or
t-shirts.
Or you can pick the mystery prize.
All right, what's the mystery prize? I'll pick that.
Okay, what's the mystery?
What is it then? You're the one that says there's a mystery prize. What's the damn mystery prize?
Bobblehead.
That's what I offered. What do you want?
How about the Everblades?
You got it. Hold on. Jeez. Oh, okay, Stan, you tell them.
Yeah. It sounds better.
I said bobblehead already.
I know. Or...
the mystery prize.
Yeah.
Oh, it's which a bobblehead.
Yeah. Which you just pick one of them.
That's
That helps with indecision. And it sounds good.
All right, I'll try the next time. I'll do that. Next time I'll do that.
Yeah, list them all and then go, or you can choose the mystery prize. Okay. And you know what it'll be?
Bobblehead.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try that.
It's appealing to people.
I think it is.
They like, you know, it's like when you did that wild card category. Yep. People like that
wild
stuff.
Wild card.
Ooh, a mystery prize.
Mystery prize.
Can be anything, but it sounds like it's more important than it is.
All right, I'll try it the next time. Dinner table scene in a movie. You name the movie. Here's number four.
Greg, would you like to say grace?
Oh, Greg's Jewish, Dad. You know that.
You're telling me the Jews don't pray, honey? Unless you have some objection.
No, I'd love to. Pam, come on. It's not like I'm a rabbi or something. I said grace at many a dinner table. Okay. Oh, dear God. Thank you. You are such a good God to us, a kind and gentle and accommodating God. And we thank you, oh sweet, sweet Lord of hosts, for the smorgasbord you have so aptly lain at our table this day and each day. Day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things we pray: to love thee more dearly, to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Day by day.
Sitting here in my lonely room day after day.
Not that. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pete.
Pete, name the movie.
Meet the Fockers?
Nope. Sorry. 277.
I can see why you said that.
Sure. 9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. It's you. Guess not. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is MJ.
Hey, MJ. What does MJ stand for?
It stands for Mary Jean.
Oh, aww. I like that. Mary Jean. I like that. Mary Jean.
Thank you.
But everybody in your family and all your friends like, just you know, called you MJ.
But MJ, it sounds fun.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're a fun girl.
Hey, is MJ coming over?
Yeah. Oh, you mean Mary Jean?
No, MJ.
Oh, sure.
Definitely.
Can you name the movie?
Okay, well, I just heard the other guy, and he took my answer, so I'm going to try with, is it Little Fockers?
No, try the original movie. 277-9600. See, those were sequels. We go with the original here on the Stan and Haney Show. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Brian from Cape Coral.
Brian, name the movie.
That is Meet the Parents.
It is.
Milk My Nipples.
It is Meet the Parents.
What would spark the ball?
Yep. What would you like?
Do you have the Everblades? If not,
I do. I got Everblades. Hold the line. Hold the blower. Hold on. Let's see.
There is no blower anymore.
I know. That's what they called it. Here's one more for you. We'll squeeze it in. Dinner table scene. This is the ultimate dinner table scene. Well, part of it.
You know, in my day, Sherman, people used to spend time with their family on Sundays and special occasions, come around and pay their respects.
You mess around and miss all the Ernest Golden years, Magic Golden years, and you're going to be mad at yourself. That's your nephew.
Oh, baby's got a little gas.
There you go. You'll better cover your plate.
Oh, my grandma. Need a peppermint.
Mama, have some water.
It's been all night.
Don't tell me I covered your plate. Don't, not tonight, Cletus. I'll kick your ass.
Sherman, I cooked all this food. Is that all you gonna eat?
Hey. What's wrong with you? You supposed to eat that thing, not scalp it.
Well, Daddy, all the calories in the chicken are found in the skin and in the fat, so I peel it.
Yeah, what you talking about? That's where all the fats and calories is. You know where that come from? Watching that damn TV. Every time you turn it on, they got somebody in there talking about lose weight, get healthy, get in shape. Got everybody looking all anorexic, talking about that's healthy. I know what healthy is. And tell you something else. I don't know why everybody trying to lose weight in the first place. Ain't everybody supposed to be the same size? We're supposed to be all different. Big, small, medium, midgets. You're supposed to have all of that.
I don't know what it is. Everybody want to be the same size. Like that Oprah Winfrey. She going to lose her weight. Wasn't nothing wrong with her. She was fine. Oprah was a fox. She lose all that weight. Her head look all big, skin hanging all off her, and Luther Vandross. He used to be the Black Pavarotti. Lost all that weight looking all ashy. Oprah and Luther need to keep their ass one weight because I'm confused. Yes, I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah. She doesn't look real.
Yeah, that was coming up. name the movie. Ahoy, who's this? Oh, I'm not dealing with that. What do you make me out to be? Some kind of sap? Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been waiting here for a minute now.
You doing an interview here or what?
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, can you name the movie?
Oh, yeah, sorry about it. How about Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor, you're correct.
I thought he said maple sausage.
Yeah, that's, I know, because he's talking like he's got marbles in his mouth. What would you like?
Food and Wine.
Sorry, all gone.
How about the Everybody's Tickets?
Sure, hold on.
You didn't offer anybody the mystery.
No. Figured he'd know that there's a mystery prize available. Unfortunately, he did not select it. Outro.
What
Haney,
would it have been?
Stan bobblehead, autographed by Haney.
Missed out.
Give me a big good outro here.
You should have played our dinner table conversation.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll find it. I got it somewhere.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to the dinner table. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to the breakfast nook. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96KROQ.com.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. we can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney.
You know, you're a great sounding board.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for. Let's get you updated.
And I'll tell you what. I'm a good sounding board for you.
You sure are.
Because the things we tell each other,
yeah,
they would cause a normal human to burst into flames and end up a pile of ashes.
That's a fact, Jack. Here's traffic.
K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's see.
Yet we're still here yucking it up.
We sure are. And boy, we're yucking it up. North Fort Myers, hit and run.
You tell them, Chuckles.
Suncoast Estates and Case Lane. We have a crash. Fort Myers at Corporate Lakes Drive. We have another crash, Fort Myers, Westport Drive, and McGregor Boulevard.
You know, I have to say, Corporate Lakes is about the most depressing name you could ever give.
So corporate.
Corporate Lakes. Yeah, that's where I live. Corporate Lakes.
Crash, Bonita Springs, 27,000 block of Old 41 Road, right there at the Speedway. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, March 27th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. No, I'm fascinated.
Did your rims come, by the way?
No, thanks for, yeah.
Sorry. Place is closed now, and they can't deliver his.
Hey, good news is they got put on the truck in Fort Myers at 6 a.m. this morning.
D-Train, why don't you just go ahead and tell us the whole story. What happened?
No,
what happened?
People don't care much like
Microsoft. They do care about you.
Yeah, because you bought rims that don't fit your vehicle.
No.
I know for a fact that people care, especially after that comment you made about the man ordering 30 double cheeseburgers. People love you.
He's already, except for the guy who said I sound like a little bitch.
He's already tweeting on FedEx.
Well, now you drop the ball on who's dropped the ball. It's all your fault. It's all Stan luck from the word go.
Of course it is.
So I call these people. And I go through the steps, tell them the truck, the offsets, the whole nine yards. Yeah. And this is last Tuesday. Yeah.
You know they're coming to your house.
I haven't gotten to that point in the story, Stan.
Let them tell the story, Stan.
And so I ordered tires from a reputable third party. And then I got my rims from somebody I thought was a reputable third party. Not the same third party. Tires showed up on Friday as promised. Two rims out of four showed up on Friday. So I called up the website and said, hey, what's the deal? Well, apparently we dropped ship them from the manufacturer and they only had two in Orlando. The other two had to come out of Jacksonville. And of course it's a Friday and they don't deliver on weekends.
Right.
So I had to wait all weekend long. Go take my truck over there on Monday. Rims show up. Put it up on the hoist. They don't fit.
Well, you ordered the wrong ones.
Caught them up. Said, hey, according to your website, guaranteed to fit if I order them over the phone. Yes, sir. Went over through the whole rigmarole. Hold on, let me go talk to a manager.
comes back. Yeah, we sent you the wrong model. They got two of them. Sent you the wrong ones. Well, I'm driving on bald tires because I got a brand new set of tires here. They're size 17, but my factory rooms are 16, so I need the 17 insurance to put the new tires on.
Yeah, they'll come today.
Well, we will overnight them to you, sir, from Orlando. Okay, thanks. 3 a.m., I get an email, order confirmation.
Well, were you up waiting for it?
No, I saw it at 6 a.m. when I got up for work.
Uh-huh.
I see the address. My house. So I promptly called them at 9 when they opened, and they assured me that the shipping label is going to go to my mechanic's shop here in town. And I got the shipping label, said by end of the day.
Yeah, well, they're closed.
Okay, well, the original shipment last Friday when they sent me two rims showed up at 11 a.m. On Monday, the other two showed up at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it's only reasonable to think that the new rims would show up at 11 a.m. So I'm standing over there this morning at 11:30 a.m. FedEx truck comes rolling through the parking lot. I get excited. He goes to the grocery store. He goes to the fast food restaurant. Comes towards the shop I'm standing at. Hangs a hard right. Goes right out on the road. Leaves. Apparently not on that truck. Here it is, 5:16. Where are my rims? Lord only knows. All I can tell you is they left the facility at 6 a.m. this morning.
And that's why you're driving that junk truck?
Yeah, that bomb car.
Yeah, because once again, I left my truck with my mechanic so he can put my rims on while I'm at work.
It's a waste of a good truck.
Yep.
No, it's not being wasted. The guy driving his truck said it's nice.
He's driving it?
Yeah.
And he drives it to his house, and then I meet him there for the second time.
Here you are with a bomb car.
Yeah.
It's all your fault, Stan.
So are your rims here?
The wrong rims are here, yes. The correct rims, no.
I thought they were supposed to be.
So they were overnighted to your house, the wrong rims?
According to the tracking, they haven't been delivered yet. They're supposed to be delivered by end of day.
But the place is closed.
Yes. So unless they show up at my house.
Where's your truck?
On its way to North Fort Myers right now.
For what?
That's where he lives.
Oh, he's taking it home with him.
Yeah, I'm going to meet him there and swap them trucks.
Yeah, right.
Well, why? Aren't the rims going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, he may as well keep it. May as well keep the car. May as well keep the
truck.
At
this point, I'm assuming they're never showing up.
Oh, they'll show up, especially after those mean tweets you left FedEx.
And the truck place.
And the truck place.
What a mean tweet. Here's what I tweeted. I tweeted, chilling here, waiting on my rims, so much for the end of the day, at truck people, at rim people. Yeah. FedEx just sent me a private message.
Sure.
See, when you call somebody up to get some customer service, there's only two people privy to the conversation, you and them, so therefore they don't care. But if you make
like
it public,
Microsoft.
Yeah.
If you make it public, thousands of people see it.
Yeah.
And they do go into damage control and you get satisfaction.
What did FedEx say?
Apparently sending them the tracking number wasn't enough. I had to send them the address of where it's supposed to go, so I just did that.
Okay. The wrong address or
your house or
no,
the closed mechanic.
The closed mechanic.
But that's not where they sent it. They sent it to your house.
According to the original tracking label, yes, but according to the website, people know.
Well, FedEx
is going
by the tracking.
I'm returning them.
They're going by the tracking label.
Yeah. It's great to save money.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yep. What happens when you cut corners?
Yep. Try to take the easy way out.
Yep.
You know? Do it right the first time. You wouldn't be here waiting with some stranger driving your truck, and you're out here with a bomb car.
So who do you blame?
You should blame yourself.
The people who couldn't order the correct rims the first time.
So who is that?
You. You ordered them.
The guy on the phone?
You ordered them.
Who does the guy on the phone work for?
Realtruck.com.
All right. So let me see if I'm up to date now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Stan has a very lengthy list.
Oh, I forgot part of this. I went to realtruck.com because the other website, when I called and got the rims I needed from them, their salesperson never called me back, so I just assumed they didn't want to make any money, so I went with another person.
That's right. This chump changed them.
Yeah.
So, let's review.
Just dropping a bucket.
Let's review D-Train's list and see if we need to add or subtract.
All right.
Number one, Discovery Communications.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
You know, right now they're kind of sliding down that list.
Number two,
Microsoft. Yep. They don't care.
They don't.
No, see, you misinterpreted that rant. That rant, I had to get across the idea that Microsoft doesn't care, so that when you're sitting at home,
it's Google
and
Chrome
someone
that
calling you,
care.
Claiming to be from Microsoft, who are completely concerned about your computer having a virus, by me forcing the idea to you that Microsoft doesn't care, then you won't fall for the ruse that somebody's pretending to be from Microsoft trying to steal your money.
Are you saying Microsoft does care?
No, I'm saying they don't care. Therefore, they will never call you out of the blue concerned that you may or may not be sending out a virus.
Then
so they
why
log your
are you justifying
scanning.
It yeah. if they don't care?
You know, you act like you're a big fan. Who else is on that list?
Well, I guess this truck website has got to be on there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, I guess we'll leave them at number three. Yeah. Then we got a delivery service.
Sure. Could have driven to Orlando yourself and picked them up.
Could have, but I had to go to work the next day.
No, over the weekend you could have done it.
No, I'm talking
because
about.
I didn't know. I had the wrong rim until
I'm
Monday.
I'm talking about the aborted hot dog delivery.
Oh, that yeah, son
yeah,
of a.
Yeah, the food delivery. Yeah,
it takes
service.
2 hours to deliver hot dogs from 3 miles away. So that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number three be that son of a bitch ordered 20 double stack cheeseburgers.
It's still eating at you, isn't
yeah.
it?
Even though the guy went inside and didn't clock up
the
drive-thru.
During dinner rush on a Friday.
We don't know that, do
and
we?
And he didn't even have the gall to go in himself. He had to send in his poor, innocent young kid who didn't realize what he was doing wrong, make him go in order. Mm. And when the lady said, okay, here comes the total with tax, all the kid had was a $20 bill because apparently his parent thought that 20 double stacks would only cost $20. So he had to get out of line, go back, get money for tax, come back in. Before the rest of us could order.
Yeah, I'm surprised he functions as well as he does.
No kidding.
There's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy to do it.
Right there.
Nope.
Anything I'm missing?
My neighbor's almost done with his off-the-frame restoration of his truck in his GD driveway.
Okay.
Well, is this the same neighbor that
Timmy? Yeah.
Where they run around on go-karts?
Yeah. They literally did a complete off-the-frame restoration of their truck in his driveway. Yeah.
And then they rev it up and down the street.
Oh, no. Friday, this last Saturday at 11:30, they're out there doing a test fire on the engine with no headers on it.
While you're trying to sleep?
No, Dave and I just finished our podcast.
Oh, is Dave on your list?
No.
He's not. He used to be.
What about fake World War II reenactors?
They just come with the...
The wannabes.
The,
yeah,
the Farbs.
Yep.
What are they called?
Farbs. Farby.
Yeah. The ones that are wearing a NAM outfit for a World War II reenactment.
Yeah, or they're wearing... Or they're trying to do a D-Day impression, but they're wearing boots that didn't come out until 1945.
Right.
Yep. Running around trying to haul 2 tons of fertilizer in a 1-ton truck.
Yep.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Think we got it covered now, don't we?
We do. I think we're square.
So, are you giving up on the rims now?
I'm just under the impression they're going to get there when they get there now.
Sure, you can go to some place down the street and get them.
Yeah.
May cost a little more, but less aggravation.
Well, they would have been
After all, what's my time worth? Apparently yeah. nothing.
Would have been on the truck last week.
Yep. Yeah. You just put the order in, right?
And, why do you need rims anyway? Isn't that just a cosmetic thing?
Yep. For the same reason I hedge my grass, I put down new bags of mulch, make sure my house is painted because I like the things that I own to
sure,
look good.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
You know, I could rebuild a truck in my front yard.
Hell yeah.
Not mow my grass. Dump trash anywhere.
But then what had happened?
Feel bad about myself. I have standards.
And those include proper rims, upgraded rims.
Looking good.
Somebody's texting, why do we allow D-Train to talk? Because he's got to get it out of his system.
We care about him.
We do care about him. Feel better?
A little bit.
Okay. There we go.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. You okay?
Just reading the text.
A lot of love out there, isn't there?
Plot thickens. They're showing that they were delivered at 5:12 today.
Aha! To your house?
Don't know yet.
Yeah, probably at your house, just like it said on the label at 3 a.m.
Like it was supposed to be done.
Yep.
Just got to read the label. Read the tracking number.
Well, any idiot knows that,
yep.
Man. There is a 24-year-old gent in Rotorua, New Zealand. I don't know if he's a genius or a fool. He went to a woman's house back in September of 2015 and informed the woman he'd just been attacked and forced to drink poison.
Oh, my God.
And there was only one way he could possibly live. This poison would be fatal. However, he just so happened to get an email from the people who had just poisoned him informing him there was only one antidote to the poison. The only way his life could be saved is if this woman would have sex with him repeatedly.
Yep. Over and over.
Well, heart of gold.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to let this 24-year-old man die on her watch.
That's right.
She fully believed him and did it over and over again. And the emails continued for the next several months, telling her she needed to keep having sex with him repeatedly, or these same mysterious people would attack her family. But then she started noticing some strange things about the emails. One, the emails were full of basic spelling mistakes, and they also referred to the gentleman in question using a nickname that nobody called him but himself. And three, eventually she noticed that the people sending the emails weren't really benefiting. The only one benefiting was the guy getting the sex from her.
That's right. Cause
he's a quick one.
Yeah.
Quick learner. It took her a couple of months, and she put it together. When she finally, this began in September of 2015.
Yeah.
When she finally put it all together and confronted him in January of 2016, so from September to January, she's having sex with him all the time, you know, to keep him alive.
Right.
And keep her family safe. When she confronted him, he grabbed her arm, twisted it behind her back, knocked her over, and ran off. Well, that was all the proof she needed.
Yeah.
She went to the police.
Fool me once.
Yep. He was arrested and charged with, again, this is New Zealand. He was charged with sexual connections induced by threat and assault.
Oh, geez.
He's on trial now and has completely given up the ghost and admitted to the whole thing.
Attaboy.
But come on. You know? How long did he think he'd be able to pull the wool over the eyes of a smart lady like that?
Yep. Somebody so educated.
That realized,
yeah,
you know, there are some poisons that the only way is if,
sex.
You know.
Yeah, right there.
Last Wednesday was a bad day for 26-year-old Peter Hinton. And I can tell you, The fact that he chose to get drunk at a Chili's is not the most embarrassing part of the story.
That's what Dave used to do.
He was driving drunk when he got pulled over for speeding in beautiful Lady Lake, Florida.
Oh, sure.
When the police requested his license, he was happy to comply. Only he handed the officer a coupon for a whopping 10% off at any participating Lowe's store.
Whoa, all right.
He freely admitted that he'd been drinking Crown and Cokes at the Chili's and couldn't remember how many he had. Then, during the sobriety test, he attempted to count to 50 but skipped around a bit. He made it to 27 just fine, then blurted out 36 and then skipped to 43. Then, to top it all off, he attempted to bribe the male police officer on the way to jail, wondering if perhaps he could offer him a sexual favor for his freedom. The officer, for reasons of his own, declined the offer and took him to jail.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
No hope.
None. Gone.
Bill, you know, there's a little something we have learned about women.
They're all crazy.
There is a 41-year-old mother.
Jeez.
Named Lori with an I. And her last name is just a jumble here. You're good at funny names.
I am.
See if you can figure that out.
Lori, what is your
Lori
name?
Lori.
Well, I think the G is silent. Janasia.
That sounds good. Janasia.
Janasia. Janasia.
So a 41-year-old mother, Lori Janasia, lives in Staten Island, New York, and she recently had a falling out with her best friend. And, you know, you think men are vicious? You watch the females against each other. So she had a falling out with her best friend, and what does her best friend do? Well, her ex-best friend went out and got herself a new, better, new and improved best friend.
Bestest best friend ever.
And that made Lori jealous and furious.
Yep, the ex-best friend.
So when all three women were at the PTA meeting on Saturday night, Lori ran up to her ex-best friend's new best friend and began choking her out. The police were called, and they arrested Lori. That's far from the end of the story. Less than 24 hours later, after going through the whole process of being arrested, Lori went over to her ex-best friend's home and threw a brick through the window and then let herself inside with her gun. Now, the gun in question turned out to be a starter pistol that only fires blanks. But nobody knew that but Lori. And she may not have even known.
Yeah, they're not educated in that stuff.
The police arrived, and that doesn't tamp down the crazy. That just amps it up, because they say Lori pointed the gun at them.
Good night.
The police fired 5 shots at Lori, the 41-year-old mother, who's jealous of her ex-best friend. She was hit in the shoulder, taken to the hospital, and is facing a laundry list of charges. None of this happens if her best friend doesn't turn on it.
Yeah. Ex-best friend, now.
By a thread.
Bestest of
society. By a thread, yep. Stan. Yep. By a thread. Different world after Irma.
It is.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, March 27th.
Double MXV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. I predicted Irma.
There he is. Little Monty Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
All right, let's get you updated on traffic. We're late.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound at Palm Beach Boulevard. Then we have a crash. Corkscrew Road and Stony Brook Golf Course Boulevard. Crash, Winkler Road and Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers. Crash, Sophomore Lane and Daniels Parkway in Fort Myers. Crash, Summerlin Road and Maple Drive in Fort Myers. Crash, McGregor Boulevard and Gulf Harbor, Fort Myers. Crash, Alico Road and Cam Court, Fort Myers. Lehigh Acres, Hit and Run, 23rd Street Southwest and Gunnery Road South. And, of course, in Fort Myers in the park, crash Alico Road and Oriole Road. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Don't you love the social dynamic of the pharmacy? I just love it. You know, you go in there, everyone's uptight. They're, you know the pharmacist in the white lab? You know, he's dipping into whatever they got back there. And there's always an old guy off to the side who's clearly been there all day. Did my doctor call? They always know his name because he's there. So, no, Bill, he didn't call. Try the blood pressure machine again. That's always fun. When it's packed on a Friday afternoon, man, it's intense. And you're supposed to stay behind the privacy barrier so you can't hear what they're getting. You know, don't you want to know what they're getting? What do they need to get through life? I hate it when you get a pissed off, sweaty, drugged out pharmacist on a Friday afternoon. The whole place is packed. He starts yelling out. You can hear what people are getting. It's embarrassing. We've got to pick up. I can't make out the name here. Pick up Zoloft, Imodium, and Ambien. Anybody? I need a nutball with diarrhea who can't sleep. Come on up, you sleepless, diuretic nutball. And then the guy has to do the walk of shame in front of everybody. Pick up Crestor and Plavix. I need a heart attack waiting to happen. Come on!
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. 2 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be back. We're the Stan and Haney Show. We leave you this afternoon with this. Shark Girl's reply. Subject line, Lizard Boy. Ahoy, my dearest gentlemen. Let me begin this note with a giant, exasperated sigh. I loathe keeping it real, but since it seems I have pissed off a number of people in regards to the trip to Hawaii I'm taking, here it goes. Number one, this is a business trip. I am not bathing in the sun, eating Cheerios. I'm working, lugging 30 pounds of photo equipment around, staying at a person's house I don't know, on a trip I paid for myself, eating cheap food. Number two, I work very hard for my career, and if HW is jealous of others' success, he should remember that he has a college degree and could work just as hard to further himself. But instead, he is relying on his girlfriend's giant inheritance she has coming to her when she turns 30. Suck on that, HW. Reading it as it's written. Number three, yes, my husband is a black belt in Kung Fu, not a master, but he is still going to kick HW right in the butthole when he sees him next time.
Oh, no.
This is called the Dragon's Bloody Butthole. It's an ancient art form of ass kickery. Number four, I would gladly take HW on this trip with me, but he only has slowly begun the process of turning into a lizard. And as we know, I cannot bring reptiles across state lines. Also, his scaly skin may be damaged in the salty brine of the Pacific Ocean. I also do not own a heat lamp. So, that takes care of that. I can recommend something for HW that may help him on his path. It's called Jesus. Thank you, kindest gentleman. I will bring you and Nigel presents from my travels.
Yay!
HW will receive nothing. Signed, Shark Girl.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I... Retaliation.
Yep. All right, now, if you don't call him Scatter after this email...
That's what you call him.
Yeah. This one's from Scatter. First of all, I just want to say excellent, excellent, excellent shows this past week. I'm a proud listener. Next thing I want is to add this. I think the he's writing his own version of us. Remember when he was going to go and write a storyline with us? I think the first Han and Stanny episode I wrote was so successful that I want to continue writing Han and Stanny in the future. Stan is Han. Haney is Stan-he.
You don't say.
Instead of ahoy, they say aloha numerous times throughout their show, and they call their listeners their dedicated audience. Han is upfront and honest. Stanny is more of a theoretical, planned thinker. Both are excellent speakers. I think it's a great addition to my series, and I find it necessary for the plot. My series I created and write needs a radio show. My first choice would have been the Guido and Zaret show, but I can't do that one anymore. I think that one sounds better, too. I could create a character, though, for Jeff, though, and call him Guido. See what I mean? Signed, Scatter.
That's what you call him. You know him?
Oh, we all know him.
Have you met him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they drank together. Oh, okay. I didn't hang out with him.
He was at Garrett's funeral, sitting right next to me.
Yes, he was.
And never identified himself. And he also had a run-in with Gabby.
I've spent time with him at Hooters on multiple occasions.
How was that?
I spent time with him.
Gotcha.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.